Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're at the 3461 East Causeway Approach. Rouse's in Mandeville. Open until 10 o'clock. They have the taste of the holidays tomorrow at all Rouse's from 11 to 2. Just kind of get all those secret recipes, and they got a ton of deals. Just trust me, they got a ton of deals. So come check them out. We got a few minutes left, and I promised I wanted to talk about a couple of things. So we'll do it rather quickly. One of them being Nick Chubb. I mean, week two, 2023. A knee injury that required two separate surgeries, MCL, ACL, you name it. So he's out all the 23, first six games of 24, and now he played week 7, week 8, week 9, then they were off. I mean, first off, he had not similar, but a very, very significant knee injury at Georgia.
Yeah, at ACL.
To do what he's doing. I mean, just to be playing, for gosh sake.
Yeah, just to be able to still play football. I mean, Nick has suffered some major injuries to both knees. I mean, it's almost like Willis McGahee when he tore both of his knees. And so the only question I have for him is what type of top-end speed, because he's going to normally get you four. He's normally going to get you four. He was always reliable for four, and then it's just a powerful. I mean, it's you better tackle. I mean, because he will bring it, and he's a load to bring down. And so a heck of a player. Offensive line wise, I've probably been surprised that they hadn't been as dominant all up front. And I don't know if that was, you know, because of the quarterback and not necessarily just Jameis, because he hadn't been. It was Deshaun playing as well. But with no run game, it's tough when any offensive line has to be able to pass block and pass block and pass block. I mean, eventually it's just going to break. And so for the Saints, you know, I was talking to a fan earlier, like, all right, what do you look like? Saints have to run play action. They've got to be able to run it a little. But you have to. You can have a lot of success against this team with play action pass, and that's they don't play. It's all or nothing with them. You know, they're either going to stop you completely, or with play action, you can beat them with some chunk plays down the field. Defensively, it's like you talked about. You've got to hit Jameis. Right. One, you've got to take the run away. But you've got to hit Jameis. You've got to get him off the spot. We know that they traded their top, one of their top receivers. You've got to stop Njoku, the tight end, as far as, you know, being a weapon. But here's the thing that I'm intrigued by. Since we cover the Saints, we know the Saints aren't quote unquote tanking, so to speak. Because if you're tanking,
it's not in their DNA.
Well, yes, but you would feature a lot more younger guys. You don't see that with the Saints. They're playing younger guys, but I don't think it's more because they want to.
It was a need.
It was a necessity.
Right.
I don't know if Cleveland is in that same situation. I don't know if Cleveland is saying, hey, we're going to play a lot of young guys because we want to see what we have, and we know we're probably moving on with, you know, X, the head coach, and we're moving this player. I don't know if they're in the same situation.
Sunday at halftime, we will – have a hot dog and watch Jari Evans go into the Ring of Honor. And the Ring of Honor is special, and talked to him this week. And I got to watch the video when he got it in Irvine. I'd seen it, but I'd forgotten about it. And it's just classic Jari. He's kind of holding back tears. He's clapping to keep him from crying. And he turned that thing into a message to the team and away from him, and it was beautiful.
Well, Jari's, you know, phenomenal, phenomenal guy. He's a pretty good football player, too.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
Pretty good football player.
Missed like 7 games in 11 years.
But a phenomenal guy. Phenomenal. And, you know, I'll never forget first time you meet him, and, you know, he's just this huge guy, almost no neck, you know, and he's just got these glasses on. I'm like, man, what's this dude? Who is this guy? You know, this guy can't, he can't be a good football player. And I'm proud of Ja. I mean, he set the standard for an offensive line. And I had, as a running back, I had plenty of guys that were first rounders. Ja was not a first rounder.
No, fourth
but
round.
But he played beyond.
Division II, fourth yeah, round.
He played beyond where he was drafted. And so I'm proud of my guy, you know, been a phenomenal player and learning the ropes as a coach and not doing a bad job at that as well.
And finally, while we don't have that time, remember the last time we played Cleveland, right?
When we played Cleveland? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was up there and it was cold and I came.
Cold.
I was late and, you know, yeah, it was an adventure to get to Cleveland.
Detroit.
I rode around the stadium six for like 25 minutes and I never could get to the gate that I needed. Yeah, I remember. Willie Rolfe will be our legend that will lead, I think, the Who Dat chant.
Yeah.
And he was my left tackle for a couple of years and sweet Will as well. So it'll be good to see the guys.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.